This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of anti-lockdown demonstrators in Germany defied a court-ordered protest ban on Sunday and gathered illegally in the streets of Berlin. Police say protesters harassed and attacked officers and ignored roadblocks. They claim some in the capital city tried to break through a chain of officers, leading to the use of irritants, batons, and physical violence, and police made several arrests. Judges had banned several of planned demonstrations this weekend, including one for Sunday that was meant to draw some 22,000. The court said it could not allow the rallies to go ahead over fears participants would break rules on mask wearing and social distancing at a time when Germany's infection numbers are on the rise again. Berlin police deployed more than 2,000 officers in riot gear across the city in anticipation of protesters gathering despite the ban. Workers at the world's biggest copper mine in Chile have approved a strike after rejecting the latest offer proposed by its owners. Following the results of a vote that lasted until Saturday night, the union says there were more than 2,000 votes in favor of starting the strike against just 11 for accepting the employer's offer. Chile is the world's top producer of copper, making up 28% of global output. The mineral accounts for 10 to 15% of the South American country's GDP, with much of it exported to China, the world's biggest consumer. The mine is located in the world's driest desert in northern Chile at more than 3,000 meters or 10,000 feet in altitude. It's in the same area where in 2010, some 33 men were trapped 700 meters underground for 69 days following a cave-in. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.